VinePulse.com. President Museveni applauds born-again Christians for socioeconomic transformation. President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni has expressed his appreciation for born-again Christians, highlighting their potential as catalysts for socioeconomic transformation due to their discipline and commitment to constructive endeavors. Speaking at the closure of the four-day Light Up Acholi Land for Jesus Mission 2023 crusade held at Conda Grounds in Gulu City and hosted by Pastor Patience Rwabwogo, senior preacher at Covenant Nations Church, President Museveni emphasized the importance of the born-again community's values. Related articles: President Museveni applauds born-again Christians for socioeconomic transformation. Janet Museveni speaks out against expansion of homosexuality in schools. I am a child of the East African Revival, PR Patience Rwabwogo. The president recalled a time when religious leaders urged him to ban the born-again religion, citing concerns of falsehoods and pretentious miracles within the community. However, he chose not to intervene, believing that if they were dishonest, God would address it. Today, he acknowledges their significant contribution to the country's socioeconomic transformation. President Museveni commended Pastor Patience for embracing wealth creation and becoming a successful farmer, showcasing the born-again community's dedication to both spiritual and material growth. Pastor Patience Rwabwogo, senior preacher at Covenant Nations Church. Highlighting international examples, the president noted that the United States, one of the most developed nations, was founded in part by born-again Christians. He also mentioned a vibrant Christian group in South Korea actively working towards their country's transformation. President Museveni stressed the importance of religion in Uganda's development, emphasizing the potential for science and religion to collaborate in solving societal challenges. He pledged to provide 2 tractors to assist born-again communities in the Acholi sub-region in fulfilling the 4 dimensions of Jesus, which include self-sufficiency through productive work. Regarding the Apaa land conflict, the president assured the people of Acholi that the government was addressing the issue through a judicial commission of inquiry, emphasizing respect for colonial borders and the freedom of Ugandans to live anywhere. In response, Pastor Patience expressed gratitude to President Museveni for his consistent support of their crusades and noted the transformative impact of the 4-day event on Acholi land. Bishop Joshua Lewer, the outgoing general overseer of the National Fellowship of Born-Again Pentecostal Churches of Uganda, credited President Museveni and the NRM government for uniting and recognizing born-again Christians in Uganda. He highlighted their involvement in government programs and their commitment to socioeconomic transformation. Hon. Grace Freedom Kwiyukwini, the Minister of State for Northern Uganda, emphasized the importance of reconciliation in post-conflict Northern Uganda, highlighting the need for unity to drive development. The ceremony brought together senior pastors, representatives of various religious faiths, members of parliament, cultural leaders, and other dignitaries from across the country.